rest. Could doing nothing be the key to unlocking everything? There was a point in time where I was deeply resistant to resting. I thought that rest was a state of complacency and a state of just laziness. Rest was something that I never really allowed myself. And I think that says a lot when you feel like you need to allow yourself to rest, as if there is this formal declaration that needs to be made in order for you to earn rest and relaxation. It's something that I've grappled with a lot lately. This idea of just slowing down in general is something that I have not mastered yet, but it is something that I'm learning to practice and incorporate into my life and into my routine. And so far, I think it's really provided me with a lot of clarity. When you slow down, things become a lot clearer, and I think things also become a lot more intentional and meaningful. Slowing down is a gift. Perhaps this is just the state of the universe since the dawn of time. There's always been this sense of urgency and rush, whether it is to accomplish something, whether it's to get something done, whether it's just to even feel like you're being a productive member of society. I think that our idea of just accepting rest and really using it as a mechanism not just for productivity but just as a form of being and existence, I think that this idea is something that's not entirely celebrated or accepted. I think so many times we are prized and commended for our accomplishments and our achievements and our ability to kind of continue rushing through our lives. So much of our life is spent thinking about what we want to do, to the point that we sort of miss the finer details of our lives. And instead of living our lives, we're sort of just witnessing it and contemplating it and coming up with all these calculations for how we need to get from point A to point B instead of just enjoying the journey that happens in between. I believe that our lives are so much more than just us thinking of all the things that we need to accomplish and achieve. Like, our life is more than our understanding of our life, if that makes sense. It's really easy to get caught up and swept up in the race against time and trying to accomplish everything and get everything done and feel like you're a productive member of society. But at the end of the day, if your cup is empty, there's nothing you can do. And so rest is really not this option. I think rest should be something that's deeply ingrained into our routines and into our lives, and something that is celebrated and understood and acknowledged, right? Like, resting is not lazy. If anything, rest actually allows you to live your life more fully. And I think that there is so much to be given to us when we allow ourselves to silence the voice in our heads and just allow the present moment to take us where it needs to take us. I mean, sometimes I ask myself and wonder, like, what if I actually don't need to go anywhere? What if I don't need to become anything? What if I don't have to force anything? And what if I can just allow myself to simply coexist with this present moment without trying to change it, without trying to validate it? I feel like to be our greatest selves and to be our most formed versions, we need to give ourselves time and we need to give ourselves space to simply do nothing and to live within the absence of distraction and consumption, and to be okay with simply being okay. How much more fulfilled would we feel if we stopped trying to fill our lives with things that we actually don't care about, just so that we wouldn't have to feel the absence of the void or of wanting to keep ourselves busy. And I also think it's an important thing to consider, like, how much are we doing just for the sake of doing stuff instead of it being intentional and meaningful and a true representation of how we actually want to spend our time. I think in that case, taking a pause actually allows us to reevaluate ourselves and the meaning that we want to derive from our lives. You can't really see clearly if you just keep going and going. And it's also important to consider, like, where are you going and why are you going there? Who are you going to? You know, these are all important questions that we need to ask ourselves. And I think periods of rest and boredom actually give us that ability to take back control of our lives. It might feel like a lack of control being within the pit of nothingness and having to accomplish nothing or feeling like you're not getting anything done. But I think in actuality, like, rest is extremely powerful. There is something so beautiful about somebody being able to know their own boundaries enough to accept rest into their lives. Like, that is such an amazing thing. And I think exercising the ability to delineate between moments of rest and knowing when to take action, that is a marker of maturity. And I think, like, we just need to get better at that. I've spent so much of my existence feeling the need to validate it. And so I would do things just to occupy my time because I was uncomfortable sitting with myself. Like, I was uncomfortable accepting rest and quietness and slowness. And it was deeply uncomfortable because I had put my self-worth on my productivity. And I thought that the only thing I had to offer was my achievement and my ability to accommodate and my ability to get things done. But I've learned very recently that, like, stress is not an indicator for success. And if anything, like, being able to slow down and really gauge what's going on is infinitely more powerful than just plowing through and rushing. There is something that I like to say, and it's kind of morbid, but I think it's really true, and it's something I remind myself of all the time. But, like, we all sort of know the ending to our existence, so what are we rushing to, and what are we rushing for? Like, ultimately, we all sort of end up in this same space, right? And so when I feel myself rushing and feeling that frantic, frustrated energy, I just try to remind myself that, like, I'm rushing my life for absolutely no reason, and I already know what's going to happen, so there's no point in kind of trying to get everything done super quickly and super fast and trying to validate that as, like, a form of confidence, right? Like, I don't have to place my confidence in getting things done. I can actually place my confidence in my ability to acknowledge when I need to rest and when I need to slow down. I also think it says a lot that, like, we, for some reason, equate stress as sort of this marker for accomplishment. Like, anytime I'm in conversations, I feel like a lot of people talk about how much they're doing. And I kind of wonder, like, what if we started conversations with what we're not doing and how good we feel about it? Like, I just think it's fascinating that we've placed so much value on filling our plates, and instead of, like, really looking holistically at, like, what's on our plate and whether we want it there, we're just consuming all of it, right? Like, we're just taking it all in without even questioning whether this is the right thing for us or if this is something we actually want to take up space in our lives. I also think, to a degree, the ability to accept rest, like, you have to be somebody that also doesn't necessarily care about output and care about the perception that others have of your output. It's an extremely liberating thing to create that boundary for yourself and to say that I need this space and time for myself to be able to actually do nothing. And there is so much that actually comes from the nothingness. Boredom creates so much space for so much potential. And I also like to think of it as, like, you know, if your life is so consumed and filled up to the brim, like, there's no space for something new and something spontaneous to come in, right? Like, I think when you slow down and create space and get rid of the things that you actually don't want in your life, you're creating opportunity to find things that actually align with you and align with your values. So in that sense, creating space really allows for openness. And I also think, like, why do our plates need to be entirely filled up? Like, there could be a part of the plate that's just empty, that's just yours, and that's empty for the sake of being empty. These days, I catch myself feeling drawn to rest and feeling drawn to the power that comes with detaching and creating space and doing nothing. And I found that, like, in those moments when I'm doing nothing, like, I hear myself so much more clearly and I see myself in a way that I actually never seen myself or perceived before. I have so much more respect for myself as the person that I am, because in those moments of doing nothing, I'm spending this quality time with my inner being and really seeing her for what she is, without any sort of stimulus, without any sort of validation or interaction or friction. Like, I am just as I am when I'm doing nothing. And that's so freeing and so refreshing compared to always having to be busy or always feeling like every moment of my life something needs to happen. Nothing has to happen. Like, there doesn't have to be this dramatic thing that happens at every moment, every time. The state of existence in and of itself was imbued with nothingness. Like, I think when you think of even nature or the universe, right? Like, the darkness that surrounds us, it's quiet. And there's a sort of nothingness that's going on there. And, like, I don't know, I feel like there's a peace that comes with radically accepting those moments and radically accepting the nothingness. And I don't have to go somewhere or be something or do something or pretend or, you know, compensate. Like, I can just be as I am simply, and I can rest within this moment, trusting that my life will unfold the way it's meant to, without any force, without any need for me to constantly be doing so much. I'm going to be so transparent. I genuinely do not care about my output anymore. I feel like my value as a human being is inherent, and it's something that I determine, and I can do that being stressed out, or I can do that being balanced and allowing myself grace to take the space that I need to be the person that I'm supposed to be the person that I know I'm meant to become. And so it's really nice to just be selfish with your time a little bit, and it's really rewarding to actually just do nothing and rest and sit in that without any judgment or any fear. Perhaps in doing nothing, we realize that everything is possible and we can find this feeling of everything within the womb of nothingness, right? Like, when you're doing nothing, you're sort of doing everything. And I also think, to a degree, it's like reclaiming your power over your life, and knowing exactly what you need and when you need it is a journey I think all of us are on, but it becomes a lot clearer when you can accept that you have limitations and that you have boundaries and that you need to take time out for yourself. In a past life, I was deeply rooted in urgency and wanting to be everything for everyone, so much so that I'd lost my own direction, I'd lost my voice, I'd lost my sense of self, and I would look at myself and not know anything about the person that I was looking at in the mirror. And so I think you don't want to get to that place where you become so much of what everybody else wants that you forget who you are. You know, I think you don't want your life to be pieces of everybody else's puzzle. You know, like, your life should be entirely your own. It should be something you're proud of. It should be something that you put together. One of my favorite analogies to life that I came up with is, like, life is like a museum. Your life is a museum and a collection of all the things that you're going to go through and all the things you have gone through. You won't really understand the exhibition until the end of it, right? But you're collecting things along the way to put into this museum. And so when you look at it that way, I think it's like, as a curator, you would want your life to be intentional. You would want to curate your life in a way that you'd be proud to look back on and that would feel like it's yours, you know? And so make sure you fill that museum with things that you care about instead of things that you actually really don't. Rest. Could doing nothing be the key to unlocking everything? I sure as hell think so.